G'day, Reece down here, and welcome to episode 36 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And in this episode, we're going to cover energy requirements during endurance activities. What we're going to first look at is how much energy you're going to expend and that you'll need to replace during longer physical training sessions, i.e. pack marching, all right? And in particular, the 20-clicker pack march, okay? So an endurance session. And this is really important. Why? So you can, during longer endurance training sessions, perform at your best without succumbing to the effects of low blood sugar or hypoglycemia, which I'll explain more in depth shortly. And I didn't really learn much of this, or I didn't really know much about this when I was going through selection and training for selection, and nobody, you know, really covered it. And if they did, I wasn't paying attention. Or I would just pack march and generally wouldn't eat at all. Maybe I'd have some intra-workout intra-workout powder in my bottle. That was about it, or maybe a muesli bar. And I remember dudes might take some snakes or jelly beans, but really the subject wasn't covered that extensively, or I don't remember it being covered that extensively. And when I was training for selection and doing the long, hard pack marches, I remember afterwards I'd always feel absolutely spent after these longer sessions. And I mean longer sessions when I'd be putting in a lot of work. So not so much the, you know, 5-6 hour sessions where you're just trundling through the bush, but I mean going hard, you know, the hard endurance sessions, like the, i.e. the 20 clicker. Now, I don't mean spent as in simply tired, or obviously going to be tired after doing something like that, but I really had zero energy. And what I know now is that most likely I was hypoglycemic, meaning I'd used up all my glucose, or my glucose levels in my blood had dropped significantly. And for anyone who knows anything about diabetes, that's below about 3.5 millimoles per liter. All right. And if and when that happens, you just feel like shit. All right. And after most pack marching sessions, I'd feel like this. All right. I'd really lacked energy and just felt ordinary. When you do exercise, right, you need fuel to burn. You need sugars to burn. That's what you're going to burn, right? Your body does that by burning glucose. And burn through too much glucose without replacing it, and you become hypo, meaning low, glycemic, all right? Hypoglycemic. For shorter sessions, anything under about 2 hours, that isn't a great deal. Like it's not a huge issue as you have enough glycogen stores to last that period of time. However, exercise for any longer than 2 hours and you'll burn through all of your glycogen stores and you'll start to feel the effects, right? Lack of energy, lethargy, brain fog, excuse me, etc. Now, when I really started to delve into this, when I was training for my ultra marathons and my triathlons, I really wanted to test this. I read a lot about it and I really wanted to test it and to see if it was really true. And when one time I said, I'm going to go for a 2.5 hour run and I'm going to have no food and I'm going to have a little bit of water and I'm going to limit myself to water so I remain hydrated. And so I did it. I went for I planned it out 2.5 hours. And after about just over the 2 hour mark, maybe 2 hours 10, I started to feel like absolute shit. All right. And I remember I had to, maybe last 20 minutes, I basically had to walk and sort of shuffle through it. And I felt dizzy. I had this weird tingly sensation. And I just had nothing, no energy. And I actually thought I was going to pass out. So what am I going to do if I'm going to pass out? I didn't have my phone or anything on me. All right. Not that I was in out in the middle of the bush or anything. So hopefully someone would have found me eventually. But when I finally got home, you know, it took me hours and hours to recover. I remember it was like 7 or 8 hours before I sort of felt a little bit better and a little bit more normal. And what I was experiencing was this hyperglycemia, right? I didn't have enough glucose in my blood to sustain my efforts. And everyone is different, of course. So for you, I would probably test it for yourself. But of course, you really want to do it safely, all right? Make sure you do it safely. Make sure you maybe go with someone. Don't go out on your own. Tell people what you're going to do and have access to food and water if you're going to test this, all right? Make sure you do it safe. Okay? There's a caveat I'm going to put there. Make sure you do it safely, okay? Probably don't do it how I did it, all right? But you might not personally, right, you might not feel the effects of hypoglycemia or low blood sugar maybe until 2.5 hours, or maybe you'll feel the effects only after 1.5 hours, all right, or maybe 3 hours. Again, you got to test it, or you could test it, right? And it's a really interesting experiment to find out at what point or what that point is for you, all right, and when you experience those effects. But again, be safe about it, all right? Do it with a friend, or tell a friend, don't go overboard. So how, now that we know what hypoglycemia is, how can we, or how can you prevent yourself from becoming hypoglycemic so you can perform at your best for longer? Well, what you're going to need to do is consume around 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour, which if you know anything about those energy gels, it's about 1 to 2 of those. So it's about 30 grams per energy gel, all right? And if you're heavier, so say over about 80 kilos, you could definitely take more than that. But again, you want to test it, right? Not if it stays with athletes during the multi-day races, like running races, for example, could handle up to double that amount. It's up to 90 to 120 grams per hour. So when you're exercising, or when you're doing that hard pack marching, the 20 clicker, for example, is going to take over 2 hours. So anything over that 2 hour period, you'll need fuel, right, for yourself to operate at peak performance, right, to be able to sustain your efforts. It's absolutely crucial during a 20 kilometer pack march, right, particularly on selection. 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour, right, maybe a little bit more, really to operate at your best. Here's the thing though. You can't just start to consume your energy gels or replace the fuel with the gels or the chews or whatever you're going to use from the 2 hour mark. All right, you must start replacing the spent fuel from the 30 minute mark. Why? Because if you wait till the 2 hour mark, you will have already dug yourself a massive hole. All right, i.e., you've burnt a lot of your glycogen stores already, and you won't be able to replace them fast enough to continually operating at that peak performance. So, sure, you'll be able to bang out that extra hour of your 20 clicker, but you won't be able to do it at your best, all right? And your recovery is going to take longer as well. And on a selection course, this can be extremely detrimental, right? If you have to then move on to other activities, or you don't make the timing, or you're not in that sort of top 50% that you probably want to be on selection, right? So you need to ensure that during those longer endurance sessions, the long endurance physical training sessions, that you start consuming fuel from the 30 minute mark and every 30 to 45 minutes after that to ensure that you're operating at that peak performance, all right? But again, like anything that I say, whatever advice I say in regards to preparing for selection, you want to test, and test it some more, all right? And see what you need and how this is going to work for you, all right? And how it affects you, okay? How low blood sugar affects you and at what time, and if indeed it does for a 20 clicker. Now, setting yourself up for success throughout training, that part's easy. During your pack march, right, you just want to take the appropriate amount of energy gels or bars or chews to consume, or to ensure that you consume that 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour. So for a 3 hour pack march, you might take 4 to 6 energy gels. Energy gels suck, by the way, all right? Energy chews are much, much better. But you could also take any of those different lollies, like the strawberries and creams or the snakes or whatever the case may be. What you want to do is just calculate how many carbs per lolly and then how much to add up to 30 or up to 60, whatever you want to take, all right? Add that up and you'll be good to go. But that's in training, all right? That's easy to set yourself up for success there. Obviously, you could also use, apart from actual food, the energy drinks, Staminade, Powerade, that kind of stuff. But training, again, that's easy. What about selection? Well, for the entry test, that's easy, right? You can take whatever you want, right? They don't care. They're not going to restrict you. They're not going to check your equipment. They just want you to have the right amount of weight and water and then go from there. So that's going to be easy. Selection might be slightly different, right? As you won't be able to take food with you on selection, right? Obviously. What you want to do, though, before you conduct a 20 clicker is, I would advise, get your hands on any carb source, all right, you possibly can, i.e. during meal timings just before the 20 clicker, like at the start of selection, and take it with you on the march, all right? Anything like muesli bars, fruit, biscuits, anything, all right? Even pour straight sugar into your water bottles, right? I've known guys who have done that. That's if you hadn't any, didn't have anything else. You should also have access to some energy powder, all right, i.e. Staminate, and I know you do on commando selection, or even cordial, all right, to put in your drink bottles or Camelback, and you could take that from your ration pack, all right? But really, you want to get your hands on anything to help you perform at your best during the 20 clicker, or remembering that you'll need to recover well and be ready to perform on the next activity, which may be soon after finishing, all right? Whether it's a physical activity, whether it's a cognitive activity, whatever the case may be, you've got to be ready to go. Now, no doubt some of you will be asking, but what if there is no food for the 20 clicker on selection? Shouldn't I practice for this scenario in training? And I would say yes, absolutely. My answer to that would be yes, you want it, but you want to test it. Again, test, test, test. Although I would say you should be able to get your hands on some carbs to consume during the 20 clicker on selection, be it from a food source that they provide, all right? So muesli bars, cordial, steminade, etc., or straight from your ration pack, all right? And you could just take the hit for it down the track, or if you're directed not to touch your ration pack, but you decide that, fuck, I need some food source for my 20 clicker, so I'm going to pass it, all right? I would just take that, all right, and take the hit for it later. And I know guys have done that, particularly on the Perth course. And yes, they got in shit, but it wasn't like they got kicked off for it. So that's what you want to weigh up, all right? However, in practicing it in training is a good idea, all right? But again, you want to test it. I would test it by doing a 20 clicker without food and seeing how you're going. See how you go. Test it with a minimal amount of food. So maybe take, you know, one or two muesli bars, and test it with the ideal amount of carbs, all right? So test it taking the 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour, okay, for those 3 hours. That way, that whatever scenario plays out on selection, you'll be ready, all right? Because if you just said to yourself, there's a bit of controversy, but some guys will say one thing, some guys will say other things. You'll definitely get some dudes who'll say, well, don't do it. Practice it without taking or consuming any carbs. So you're not going to do that on selection. And you could definitely do that. But if you practiced it, then you get to selection. If you can get your hands on some food source, you don't want to then go, oh, I'm going to just do that on selection, because you might get sick. You might have an adverse reaction if you haven't practiced it in training, if you know what I mean. And people in these endurance events all the time do that, right? They consume something during their training, they can choose something else on the day, and it makes them sick. So that's why I say I would test both. Test it and see how you go. Test it with no food, right? Try and do the 20 clicker without food, a hard 20 clicker without food. Test it with a minimal amount of food, and then test it with the maximum amount of food. And then, particularly if you're going to go commando selection, I'll test it with steminade as well, because that's what you're more likely you're going to get on the day, right? So again, test everything and see how you go, all right? And again, that way, whatever scenario plays out on selection, you're going to be ready, all right? So in summary, during your long PT sessions, like long endurance sessions, particularly hard endurance sessions, lasting over 2 hours, you'll need to consume easily digestible carbs to replace the sugars that you're burning for fuel, all right? If you want to perform at your best, that is, okay? Again, you will get the 20 clicker done, but are you going to get it done at your best? Are you going to get under the time as well? Failing to do so, all right, failing to replace the fuel that you burn, all right, you'll simply not be able to perform it at your best, and you risk your blood sugar levels dropping too low and potentially becoming hypoglycemic. And I've seen that many, many times on selection, particularly the 20 clicker. You want to consume 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour for sessions over 2 hours, and more if you're heavier. Right, but ensure you start consuming those carbs from the 30-minute mark, and then every 30 to 45 minutes thereafter. All right, and then again, test it to find out how many carbs you need and what your body requires for peak performance, or what your body needs to get through it. Right, to actually pass the event. And before the 20 clicker, all right, if you're on selection, get your hands on any easily digestible carbs to take with you, to ensure you get the best possible time, or at least you finish within the required time, all right? And that's it on this brief podcast, episode 36, and the energy requirements that you'll need during longer endurance sessions, particularly the 20 clicker, all right? Again, test everything, all right, to ensure that you're going to be ready for any scenario on selection. If you have any questions, make sure you hit me up. You can put a comment in the comment section. You can hit me up on Instagram. The best way is definitely email, or at reese@operatoredge.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Make sure you check out operatoredge.com/selection in regards to what I can do to help you prepare for selection. That's it. Hope you got a lot out of it, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.